This podcast is brought to you by Aura. Aura monitors the dark web for users' phone numbers, emails, and social security numbers, delivering real-time alerts if any suspicious activity is detected. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/defense. That's aura.com/defense to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/defense. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.
Mother just announced a new album, and her babies are thirstier than Jason Kelce at a Chiefs tailgate. Taylor Swift launched another album at the recent Grammys. She drops those things more than the Chiefs wide receivers.
Hey-o.
And she did so with a theme of black and white, inspired by her new romance with Oreo boyfriend Travis Kelce. Yes. It's a big week for Travis Taylor, with Kelce getting his fourth shot at a Super Bowl. No wonder he's the face of Pfizer. Mm-hmm. And rumors are swirling that should the Chiefs win, Kelce could potentially propose on the field, which would be the most viral NFL knee since Colin Kaepernick, and this one would also make white people lose their minds. But I hope everyone gets a ring. Taylor, Travis, Patrick Mahomes, senior from jail getting a call from his son that they won.
Oh,
that is right, folks. Mahomes senior received his third DUI last weekend. Jackson Mahomes was arrested last year. Patrick Mahomes is the real sandwich here, and it needs to go. Speaking of going, Taylor's travel back from Tokyo has been dissected more than a Patrick Mahomes in science class. Frog joke. But I just hope she gets back safely. I think we've had enough Asians crashing and burning in front of Taylor recently. I just wonder if the Chiefs do win. I don't think they can simply go to Disney World as all Super Bowl winners do. Taylor has made them too famous. Plus, Mahomes would try to eat the Bugs Life exhibit.
Frog joke.
When discussing it, if they should rent a private villa in the mountains or the ocean, Mahomes was rumored to have said, "I'm comfortable with either, seeing as I am an amphibian." You know all the stars will be looking their best for another Super Bowl. Fresh haircuts and all. Travis Kelce is under fire as some are claiming he has gentrified the fade. I don't know if they're talking about the haircut or the passing route because he's been gentrifying the end zone for a decade now. Speaking of interesting hair, Jay-Z had much to say at how wife Beyonce has never won Album of the Year at the Grammys, all while sporting a haircut that kind of looks like he has antenna, to which Mahomes made him very hungry.
I got 99 problems and my chick ate one.
Last frog joke.
What?
And she ate one. Brittany Mahomes' stock is way up after becoming besties with Taylor. She's also a loving mom to Sterling and Bronze. Wanting to continue their trend of naming their mixed humans precious metals, Brittany is said to be pissed at Taylor because she just announced a new black and white baby that will be platinum.
Maybe we can name it Palladium.
All right now.
Well done.
We're back with correct opinions.
Katie, what'd you think?
Wow. There's a lot to dissect
it's
there.
It's Grammys week. It's Super Bowl week. I mean, it's just a great time to be white.
There is a lot.
In Kansas City.
Yeah. That was great. A lot of punchlines in there. A lot of frog jokes. You. Just as many as I thought there would be.
Well, good. Let's get into today's episode. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Woo! I hope everyone liked the monologue. I got into that. Got down a rabbit hole. Not more frog jokes or less?
I think it was the perfect amount.
Okay.
Four would have been too many.
Yeah, I agree.
There were four.
It felt like three.
It kind of, yeah, I feel like two was like, three is too much, but then four is like good. Does that make sense? Like, oh, he kept going. Now we're back.
It's funny because of he's overdoing it. And I like that you didn't try to nail the Mahomes impersonation. It's like a purposefully like, I'm going to be pretty far off.
It's funny because I posted an actual sketch we shot on like my pages and people are like, what a spot on Mahomes impression. It's me just like, Travis, I got a game they're going. I mean, I don't think I'm nailing
like
the
I'm not really trying.
Ridiculous, but gosh, it's just a great time of year. Great to the Grammys. I didn't watch it, did you?
I did not.
I caught up with it all though.
Yeah, it's, Rachel did a watch party.
A watch party.
Oh, okay. Is she in the line?
Fun.
Or just
I
Grammys?
Think like if she gets invited and I'm out of town, she's like, yeah, I'll go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was the scenario.
Taylor broke a record. She won the fourth album of the year, which is a record.
Wow.
Wow.
No one's won it four times. She is just on a whole nother level. It's unbelievable. I don't know who her, is she that genius? Is she thinking of the marketing and all this? Did you see the strategy.
The black and white.
It was like her website was down before, so people thought she was announcing, I think, another Taylor's version.
Reputation TV.
And then it was a misdirection, and she had her like inner circle all change the profile pictures to black and white. Yeah. And it's just, and then she gets I mean, the confidence to be like, all right, so obviously I'm going to win a Grammy tonight. So when I do, I'm going to announce the thing, and I'm going to post, and it's just crazy. She didn't mention Travis in any of her speeches.
Well, it's because the whole album is about him, so he'll get his time.
Mm.
19 songs this April, all about Travis.
People are saying it actually might be about Joe Alwyn.
Ooh, yeah. People are saying could be a shout out to that guy, whoever she dated.
You know, it's funny. I don't even seek this stuff out, but I follow so many basic white girls on Instagram that I am pretty in the know, because I couldn't even tell you who Joe is. I don't know why he's famous. I don't know why he has many followers.
Either, honestly.
But I did see that this is crazy. I mean, I'm going to sound like I definitely, someone posted all of this. I didn't seek this out.
I didn't even look at this. I just read it for an hour.
I didn't mean to convert it to memory and regurgitate on the podcast. But so there's some like old like lore with him and Taylor. They used to date, I guess. And he used to have some sort of group chat. And the title of the group chat was like what she named her new album, like based off of. The Swifties listening know what I'm talking about. But
okay, I saw something about a group chat.
Yes, we follow the same white girls.
How does she yeah.
It's all just a web. I mean, yeah, her team is got to be.
Amazing. She had the new like watch on your necklace trend. She had it set to like a time.
Midnight.
Midnight.
Midnight is always her thing.
Yeah, it's like a... I don't know. It's like a
cult
Jordan Peele movie or something where there's a twist and there's, you know,
I mean, what can she not do?
It's date starting a black guy? To get. That's kind of crazy. I almost put that in the monologue. Not people in this new day and age where people, you get a lot of, you better work in every single race. People, it is shocking. She's dated, maybe I'm missing one. I feel like she's dated 15 guys. They're all the same looking white guys. And
it's fine,
which I'm fine with. She has a type. I don't think there's bad, but it is kind of amazing. She's the most famous woman on the planet. You think she maybe get a little flack for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine to have a type as long as
let's start on this podcast. She's racist.
Taylor Swift. Gosh.
Let's start it. Racist. Black and white. Just throw it in our face.
Yeah, that's the only like really like color she's got going on in her life. You know, she's like, "Well, you guys do the black part, and I'll date the white guys."
it is amazing how she weaves this all together, and that she's mother.
Yeah,
mother.
I think you're definitely allowed to have a type, but you can't say whites only. Like, it can be a certain type of white guy you're attracted to, but you can't like be like, "Well, you say white."
I skew white, but you can't say like I only date white guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to her.
I've started to do that just to be more fair when people are like, "Oh my gosh, your wife, can I like people I meet, like what does she look like?" I'm like, "She's white." I start with that cuz you can't assume such things,
yeah.
You know? I go, "I'm going to go meet my buddy Jake. We have this podcast. He's this white guy." White.
Elmer's glue. All over.
Yeah. He's sticking together. Just to be fair, but I can't believe how prolific she is with the music. It is amazing. Yeah,
a lot of Grammys, a lot of wins. Can you guys explain
so
to me?
So much content.
Yeah. I mean,
high quality and quantity.
That tweet that's going viral. It's like Taylor Swift just put out her second album during a world tour, and I can't take out the trash and do the laundry in the same day.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And yeah, it is crazy. She, I was looking at all the other Grammy wins, and somebody needs to explain to me, what's the difference in Record of the Year and Song of the Year?
Record of the Year means Album of the Year.
No, it was like a song. I figured.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, it was like, what were you made for was the Record of the Year, and then something else was Song of the Year, something like that.
Oh. I wish I could tell you.
I don't know.
If that was
let us know, guys.
Commonly known thing.
Is it... if it actually got put on a vinyl record or not.
Yeah, just the literal vinyl of the year.
Was it put on a vinyl?
I just
got it right here.
Yeah, what do you got?
What do we got?
Record of the Year deals with a specific recording of a song. It recognizes the artist, producers, and engineers.
Okay.
Song of the Year deals with, I guess, just the composition of the song.
Okay.
So not
I see.
That different, but so, that's fun.
Yeah, record just recognizes the producer and other people.
And the engineers. That's cool. You. Like the biomedical engineers.
Yeah, a lot of biomedical engineers winning album of the year. I mean, record of the year. Yeah.
Record, vinyl year.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Grammys, but I texted my wife, Rachel, and I said, anything I should know about the Grammys for the podcast? And she said, just Taylor. that was the first text. Just Taylor. And then she said, let me think. And she said, Jay-Z said some people don't deserve to be nominated. Was that a thing that happened?
He got up there and was like, I guess Beyonce is maybe has some record where she's been nominated or won so many Grammys, but never album of the year. He's like, that's, you know, some of y'all don't even deserve to be nominated. Yeah. And kind of did one of those. I don't know if he's, it's a little, it was a way tamer version of like Kanye's like Taylor, I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce, but Taylor's the queen. Beyonce's the queen.
Yeah.
Taylor's our mom. Which one will be more sad?
I do feel like Beyonce has like died down a little. Like she's not as hot as she used to be. I don't feel like
she hasn't come out with stuff in a while, but I mean, she's easy number two female in my book. It's just different. Taylor writes and sings all. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Beyonce doesn't write every single hit. She's not a writer. She's got a team of writers. Taylor Swift is legit, her and a guitar. Just teardrops and her and a guitar.
Man, what a good song.
It's really amazing what she... She is kind of in a league of her own. Because even Michael Jackson, I don't know, I could be wrong. He had a team helping build him up. He wasn't like the foremost writer.
Even like Elvis. I mean, he didn't write anything he was doing. He would just like take culturally black songs and just like kind of like meet in the middle with them. Unreal. You know, and... Yeah, Ed Sheeran is close.
Just to not get this one wrong.
Some of his most famous songs Michael ever written himself include Beat It. All right, I take that way back. Yeah, Michael Jackson, okay. So she's easily the Taylor of our time. Michael Jackson was a prolific songwriter. He wrote all those songs. She's easily the Michael of our generation. It's been confirmed.
I mean,
any day now, she's going to turn black. I think there's a balance out there in the universe. What? Black and white? She's gonna.
Might have debunked it here.
Might have debunked it. Michael Jackson. Which album did he start changing?
What was it named? Rachel was especially excited.
She's dating an older guy. Opposite.
Yeah, that's true.
Yin and Yang.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was trying to think more. Neverland Ranch. She has a song called Wonderland.
Yeah, I think that's the opposite.
That's something else I just thought of. I was trying to think of other things that correlate to both.
He held a baby over a balcony.
She did not.
Not the opposite of most opposite you do
Jason
that.
Jason Kelsey held a child over a stadium to show
over
her
a stadium.
To show her
Wow, yeah, a lot of similarities.
Yeah, a lot of similarities, yeah.
I can't remember if I've talked about it on Correct Opinions or not, but Rachel and I are going to see Taylor Swift in concert. We have the tickets for forever in Portugal.
Oh, yeah.
In May. And so the fact that she announced a new album coming out in April, Rachel's fired up. Like, that's going to be like a new era. Like,
will it be in English? The show?
Possibly. You
haven't thought of that.
No, I don't know.
I don't think she sings in Spanish.
I keep forgetting you're doing
Portuguese,
that.
My bad.
You're going to lesbian, right?
Yes. Yes.
I've heard it's beautiful.
In the
town.
Ladies. Yes. So if you want to see her, hop in.
All right.
Tickets still for sale. It's different over there than America.
Like secondhand market, StubHub, stuff like that. But
is it like crazy thousands of dollars or not that intense?
4 months ago, it wasn't. Okay. I don't know what it's like now, but
gotcha.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
I'm really going to like miss out on a generational thing if I don't go. So,
well, all right.
Gotta make that happen.
Let's wrap this up quick. We gotta go to Tokyo.
Yeah. My first concert was a Taylor Swift concert.
Your first one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Back when she was country, University of Virginia.
It's taken on a life of its own. Because now there is this sense, now that you say that, of like we're alive at this time. We have to kind of like see her in concert at some point.
Yeah.
She's reached that level where you're like, I don't even really want to, but I guess.
I saw her in 2015 and it was really good, but.
It's like drinking a beer or something. You're like, I mean, I guess I'm at the age I should probably try it.
That's what it's similar to.
Okay. Katie, happy birthday.
Thank you.
The way we like to do in the studio is to almost forget everyone's birthday.
And just
not him though. You knew it was her birthday.
Saturday?
Today.
It's actually today, yep.
What? No, that you guys misled me.
See, that's how we like to do it.
You guys misled me the last week on the podcast.
Every person in the studio, I think we're 3 for 3. I think I'm the only one left. We go, oh, wait, today? We like to do that here. So happy 30th.
It is such 30. A common thing.
Shh. Yeah, I know. It's great.
We always do it. You guys said something on the podcast last week that really made me think it was this past weekend.
We celebrated it Friday.
We did celebrate it this past weekend.
Friday into Saturday morning. Uh-huh. I got up with Thomas, fed him his first couple meals, let her sleep 11 hours straight.
Whoa.
What a gift.
I mean, what a gift.
And then today, I've had to like fight. I'm like, no, I can't, but I can't do more today.
He said my birthday doesn't count today.
And
since
so now
we
kind of in this weird thing where she's like, it's my birthday. I was like, but we already did it.
I have to write a monologue.
Yeah, that was kind of what it was. I was like, we can go. Okay. She's like, I want to go to my favorite coffee shop and get like a fun thing. I'm like, okay, but I can't talk to you. I have to write the thing you guys just heard me read in 80 seconds. It took me an hour. Mm-hmm. So,
I can't believe it's today. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And this is 30s, man.
Yeah. Let me tell you, this is 30s. Last night, when I was trying to give Thomas a bath, I kind of threw out my back. So that really, I really kind of had like an internal moment of like, oh my gosh, I'm old and I just threw out my back. And I really kind of got upset.
Got mad at your back.
Dude, the best part of having a child is like she was threw out her back and clearly wanted to have like a classic female breakdown, which they deserve to have. But he's just like looking at her and laughing and climbing on her. And it's just, and we have to do other things with him. And she just had to suck it up. Yeah. It's like, wow.
I did just kind of lay flat for about 4 hours after that, but feeling a little better today. But then
woke up on the birthday, iced the back.
Yeah, woke up, iced my back.
Was the day you threw out your back, was it before or after the 11 hours of sleep?
It was after.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I feel like sometimes my back gets sore after I like stay in bed for too long.
Oh, wow.
Which is, I'm also in my 30s. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But yeah.
Be careful.
As you know, obviously today is the actual birthday. So of course we have to keep going. So we are going to, she wanted this, nothing crazy, wanted this certain place for dinner we haven't been to in a while. And so we're going to do like a 5:15 dinner.
Yeah.
Nothing says 5 o'clock dinner.
Like this.
We'll be laying down by 7:30.
Early bird special.
Easier to get a reservation at 5:15, though.
Yeah, we didn't get one.
Don't even worry about it.
Don't want to worry about it. Yeah.
So that's fun. Speaking of in bed early, Katie, she got some new pajamas for the birthday. I don't know about y'all's wives or y'all recties, the ladies out there, your wives, girls, the female pajama trend. What's the fancy brand? You're talking Lake?
Lake pajamas, yes.
Google. Derek, Google Lake. Like just like yes. L-A-K-E
better
pajamas.
Incognito window. I don't know what to pull up.
The pajama trend, Katie comes to bed looking like Oliver Twist. What are we doing? Or she comes there, she looks like she's going to make butter or something. Click on the website. Look at all these. It's like this trend of wearing doilies around your neck while you
doilies.
Sleep.
I don't have anything
extra,
else.
Extra, read all about it.
Like, I got a box of matches for a penny.
I don't have anything that looks like a doily that I sleep in.
I just, it throws me off. It's like she's going to like.
Oh, for him.
I'll go to the.
You could match.
Go to click on the women. Look at this.
They're pop-ups.
Pop-ups are getting after it there. You see what I mean? That looks like something you put on a little baby.
I was going to say, it looks like it's meant to catch your food. And then that.
Okay, there it is.
That looks
cozy.
Well,
I don't have that doily one. I don't have that.
You have a lot that looks like that.
Whoa, I don't have
collared
any
pajamas on the right there.
Yeah, a collar? What are we doing?
That looks great.
Taking a meeting?
I don't have anything with ruffles.
It's just crazy girls have. Everything has to be cute with a girl. Just throw on a t-shirt, right? Well, I don't get it.
I feel like you don't want to go too far. I got married this past year. I was very much looking forward to what Rachel might be wearing to bed. And, you know, what do we got? Maybe some of those bachelorette gifts I was hearing about. I don't know.
Lace. Uh-huh.
And pretty much the whole time, it's been like a different, like, you know, district champs high school t-shirt. Yeah.
Like, what's up, bro?
It just was 50 dudes on the back of her shirt from her old high school.
That's right.
That's cute.
Be careful what you wish for. It feels like the ladies, it's either like Little House on the Prairie or like Check Up.
I do feel like Wolverine what girls, Pride. You can probably, if you know a girl well, you could probably tell what she wears to bed. Like, there's wow. options. Like, I've done that with my friends where I kind of guessed because it's just a personality thing. Like, do they wear a matching set and it's always a matching set?
Yeah.
You know, is it just a t-shirt? Is it a like nightgown? Is it mismatched?
It says a lot about your personality.
It does.
What are you wearing to bed?
Yeah, because I think.
What are you rocking? I'm going to guess it. You don't care. You just change it up every night.
Sometimes
no. shirt, sometimes no shirt.
Well, yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's honestly, crazy.
Rachel kind of, yeah, a little
That's
bit.
That's crazy.
It's not even something I really think about. Because Rachel sometimes, like, I've gone to bed in like a hoodie and a collared shirt. There was one night I started to do this more of a bit, but I was like, hey, this week's formal week. And so I would wear a different collared shirt to bed every night. I did that like 2 weeks ago. I forgot about that. But most of the time I would say it's like a t-shirt and boxers.
That makes sense. Derek, American flag.
Yeah,
boxers.
Print out of the Constitution and a handgun, and then that's it.
What do you do?
I've switched it up, shirt versus no shirt. It's 50-50.
Seasonal
psycho behavior, yeah. Man.
Are you just every night same
consistent.
Thing?
Consistent. Yeah, I'm just in my skivvies.
Skivs, huh? Mm-hmm.
And a shirt, but it has to be the right kind.
Yeah, I was gonna say
panties.
He makes it sound like he's like, so it has to be the right kind, and sometimes he doesn't realize he has the wrong kind on until we've been laying in bed almost asleep. For about 10
sometimes I try to push myself. What is this?
I have wrong undies on.
Take them off.
Well,
sometimes
so
I'm trying to push through. Like, I don't need to wear a certain type of underwear. I'm not a lunatic.
Like, I'm fine.
I'm like, ah, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I get up and I got to
so
change.
So annoying because it's always like, okay, I'm almost asleep. And you got to do
it. Yeah, it's neurotic stuff on my end.
Yeah.
Got to be the right kind.
That's a good point. I'm going to start. I like your point, Katie, of like you can like almost get to know a girl and already know what she wears to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to
yeah.
start, I think, testing that out when I meet exactly. someone. Like, I bet I know what you wear to sleep in.
Ask them that. It's a great icebreaker.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
when you meet
yeah,
a girl, yeah. be like, I think, okay, I'm getting a vibe.
Boy shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Lacy.
Am I hot or cold? Hot or cold?
So creepy.
Yeah, but yeah, Rachel's just whatever. I mean, I swear sometimes she is specifically picking out the scratchiest shirt she has. Like, she has plenty of just cotton t-shirts, and she will go and find, like, you know, a shirt you get for free at, like, a career fair. You know, it's just like, it looks like a Old Navy would say, oh, that's not nice enough for us. You know, and she is, like, wearing it to bed. But I think you could also assume that. You're like, yeah, she doesn't wear a lot of makeup. Her jeans are too short. Yeah, she probably doesn't care what she wears to yeah. bed. That's her style.
I'm a very, like, based on my mood. Based on like how I'm feeling.
Really?
Yeah. If I'm just kind of like, bleh, my pajamas are going to be pretty bleh.
Okay.
Yeah. If I'm feeling pretty put together that day, maybe a little set. So you can really.
Might go satin, might go yeah. cotton.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you never know.
You really don't. None of it's ever sexy. It's the one part you know.
You know
it's
what I modest. Said? You know what I said? I said, if you have a problem with my pajamas, buy me some pajamas that you want
yeah,
me to wear.
Yeah, I'm like, ah, I don't really don't have
and
that much.
And then he doesn't
problem.
Care that
yeah.
much.
I just like to make, well, then I couldn't keep making fun of you every night. You're like, oh, here we come. Polar Express is stopped off. It's too much
all
fun.
All about.
It's so, he, okay.
I didn't know they stopped in
every
Kansas
woman,
City.
Just your normal button-up front pajamas that like,
I don't
are
get the
normal.
Buttons. The buttons.
It seems cold.
Buttons and a collar.
They're so
it's
normal.
Wild that you girls do that.
It's so normal, and you think it's so. It's like so normal.
It's so weird. Imagine going to like I'm exhausted.
Okay, well, have you ever
that's
had
crazy.
To have you ever had to breastfeed at night?
I
no.
Yeah,
no.
The buttons make not it helpful. College. The buttons, Trey.
Buttons are helpful.
Yes.
I mean, no. You just go lift, or you go. Well, that's easy.
It's
four
cold.
Buttons.
If you have to lift up the entire thing, it's kind of cold.
Oh my gosh.
You don't know.
This is adjacent to what we're talking about. So I've started keeping actually a note in my phone of just the weird thing. So Rachel and I will get in bed at the same time, but I'm a little bit more of a night owl. So I might just stay awake like 30 minutes longer than her. And Rachel really comes alive like once she's fallen asleep. It's freaky. It creeps me out sometimes. So this is what happened the most recent thing. So it's just a list of things Rachel's done in her sleep. Last week, she sat up and looked at me and said, "Do you have the sign?" And I said, "I don't know." And then she just gave me a thumbs up and said, "Oh, well." And then went back to bed.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's like every 4 days. She does something like that. The one before that, she woke up, checked watch, started clapping. Went back to sleep, then started clapping again. That one, yeah, no words. Just like a...
Oh, my gosh.
That's weird. That's
she
terrifying.
Just slightly comes alive. One time she woke up and said, "Sorry, the kids have to see me." And I was like,
"Okay, yeah.
Go back to sleep."
It's, you're just piecing together a puzzle over the weeks. Yeah.
All right, what's going on here?
Delete the text messages. Don't read them.
Okay, what is she... What? You said something weird last night.
Yeah, so that's always fun to report back. Like, can't wait to tell you what you did last night. Yeah,
you definitely keep us posted with that.
Wow.
That's frightening.
That is.
This podcast is brought to you by Aura. By the time you hear about a data breach, your information has already been exposed for months. On average, companies take 277 days to report a breach. That's 9 months where hackers have access to your personal data, your name, address, phone number, even your social security number, before you even know it's out there. Think about it. 9 months is enough time for criminals to open accounts in your name, rack up debt, and disappear, all while you're left dealing with the mess. And when the company finally tells you, it's too late. The damage is already done. Data breaches aren't slowing down. They're getting bigger, and the delays in reporting them aren't helping. Right now, your personal information could already be on the dark web, and you wouldn't even know it. How long do you want to wait before taking action? That's why we're thrilled to partner with Aura. Aura monitors the dark web for users' phone numbers, emails, and social security numbers, delivering real-time alerts if any suspicious activity is detected. Additionally, Aura provides up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, offering a robust safety net in the event of a worst-case scenario. Aura goes the extra mile by scanning the dark web for your sensitive info and alerting you instantly if anything is found. And if ID theft strikes, no need to panic. Aura's US-based 24/7 fraud resolution team works around the clock to fix it fast and get you back on track. Aura is a complete online safety toolkit, which includes a variety of other features to keep you safe online, including a VPN for secure browsing, data broker opt-out to stop companies from selling your personal information, a password manager to help you create and store strong passwords, and more. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/defense. That's aura.com/defense to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/defense. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.
There's not many things as epic as jumping over a volcano in a monster truck or even swinging over a crocodile-infested river. But 15% off when you spend £15 at Mackey's comes pretty close. Deal drop. Redeem all week only in the app. 18 plus app only. One time use per week until the 20th of April. Minimum spend and discount applies to food and drink items only. Participating restaurants, T's and C's apply.
Okay, what else?
I have a correct opinion.
Yes.
Permission to share. Happened this morning, and I was weirdly fired up about it. So I woke up in Austin, Texas this morning. I went to bed around 1 a.m. and had to wake up at 3:15 because I booked a 5 a.m. flight for myself and some friends. And that's one of those things, sidebar
Why
already.
Why did you do that?
I know.
You fly so much.
I know, dude. I know. So I'm looking at it Sunday night, and I'm thinking like, all right, what flight did I book? And then I realize, wow, it's not direct, and it's at 5 a.m. I'm like... I was the one who booked it for everyone. There had to be a reason. And I'm guessing there was a reason, but still, I was so mad at myself for doing that. So yeah, I slept from like 1 to 3:15, not a lot of sleep. And it's a non-direct flight. You got to stop in Dallas. And we finally get to Kansas City, and I'm still like exhausted. And I'm driving my friends back from the airport to our car. And my correct opinion is my friend is just like sitting there, shotgun, just like staring ahead and just like, I don't know. I feel like wanting to have conversation. My correct opinion is if you're sitting shotgun, I want you to be on your phone because I can't be on my phone. I have to drive. You should enjoy your phone. Don't just sit there in silence like a psychopath.
Wow.
Get on your phone. I can't. You deserve it.
Yep. So he wasn't speaking.
No.
He wasn't.
Mainly silence. Just
That's a psycho move. Yeah, you're like, you just don't trust a guy who does that.
I'm like, get like,
what are you about to, what, he's, you just think he's putting together a plan to like kill you all or something.
You wouldn't rather him talk to you? You'd rather him be on his phone?
Well, I think my lack of sleep might have somewhat factored in here. Because I don't want him to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I also don't want him to just sit there like a freak. Mm. Get on your phone, dude. Phones are awesome. We just took ours off airplane mode. You don't have people to talk to? Get on Instagram. Wow. It's awesome.
I think there's a very clear car kind of decorum where if your driver or whatever, it's a quiet space.
Yeah.
Maybe not a short ride, but a road trip. There's a very clear, maybe some chatting here, there, 5, 10, 20 minutes. And then you lock in. Everyone goes phones.
No.
Driver just kind
of. I do the driving.
I'm
safe. Disagree.
I
disagree. If I'm driving and you're a passenger, I need you to entertain me. I can't entertain myself, so I need you to talk to me. I need you to...
That's another one of my rules, too, mm-hmm. is you can't, like, if the sun has set, there's a lot if-then statements. If the sun has set, you cannot fall asleep.
Yeah,
riding shotgun.
Yeah.
That's your job. Keep me awake.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, well, there's a... See, now we're getting down. Because if you're driving, you don't want to quiet. Well, it's impossible to be quiet when you're driving because we'll be shouting out of fear.
I am not a bad driver. So, that is so not true.
Ah! Break!
Not true.
You do get going. I'll be like, you're kind of low key going 25 over. Like, oops.
I can get a little fast, yes.
So Becca doesn't like the podcast that I listen to. So I'm saying if you won't let me listen to a podcast, you have to entertain me because I can't do anything then. So that's my
correct opinion. That's true. I'll listen to whatever podcast and at some point she'll be like, I'm done. I can't.
Yes.
I don't want to listen. I can't. Do whatever this is anymore. Yep. I'm like, okay, well, then what do we do here? Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing to drive as long as I can be listen to this.
Yeah, I think the driver definitely gets like precedent on like what gets listened to. Mm-hmm. Okay, if someone else is driving, you should get to keep yourself awake however you need.
Easy. Okay, let's move on. Thank you for the correct opinion.
Yeah,
it's nice to
share. No problem.
I want to talk about Ballerina Farms. Do you guys wear this?
Wear
it? I'm the one who told you about it. Uh-huh.
Aware of it?
Oh, aware of it. I don't wear it either. Is it a merch
company? Do you wear any Ballerina?
I'm not aware of it.
Ballerina apparel?
She's got like a bajillion followers.
Yeah, this is a female.
Yes.
She's an influencer, Mormon farm girl with like 8 kids. And it's the classic, right? She's had 8 kids, but she's still very small and pretty.
It's called Ballerina Farm because she's a Juilliard trained ballerina.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good for her.
Yes.
And she cooks, and it's all very, like, picturesque. And she just competed.
What'd she wear to bed?
Probably a nightgown to her knees, based off of her...
Yeah, Mormon.
Her nightgown to her knees. Aesthetic, yeah.
Okay.
Keep sweet and pray and obey.
And so she just competed in Mrs. America.
No, Whoa. She just competed in Mrs. World.
Oh, thank you.
Didn't know either
Mrs.
of them.
America.
Wow. Yes.
Competed in Mrs. World a mere 8...
No, 12 days after.
What's the difference?
I'm the one who told you about this.
You go, okay, take it from here. Sorry.
12 days after having her 8th child.
Oh, well, you knew something was 8.
She went on stage and did this and did a full pageant. So she's getting a lot of heat because she's like, you know, setting unrealistic expectations for mothers after childbirth.
Oh, well, that's like saying LeBron James is setting unrealistic expectations for basketball players.
Exactly.
You know, if you can do it, do it.
Right.
I think those men should start reacting like more like the women. Be like, just Mahomes at the Super Bowl and we're just upset. Like, this isn't...
Well, what are the 10-year-old boys supposed to think? They can do this?
He's a husband and a dad and he's doing this athletically? I don't think we should support this.
Yeah.
Just someone being excellent.
Yeah, what's she supposed to do?
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
I mean, obviously, like, she's had 8 children. She knew how it was going to go for her. Like, she's had a lot of experience. She's done it.
Right, it's not hard on the body anymore.
Oh, really?
No, not at 8.
It's just an oil change.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You ever, like, run a mile, and you're like, oh, my gosh. And then after, like, 8 years of running, you're like, I don't even...
Yeah, I'm on a phone call while I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't even hurt her, to have a child.
My point,
anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, Crisco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it adds up. She's out on a beautiful farm. They're farmers. How are they? There's so many kids. How do they form this? Oh, the husband, his father founded JetBlue.
Oh,
so that you know, people hate the rich people. They're like, oh, they're just trust fund babies, just living their life out on a farm. She's too pretty and skinny. All right. So yeah, people, it's just like started this whole thing. They're like, you can't, the new trend of like, because she doesn't do any of the new age, like, here's how it's like hard being a mom. She's just giving you the hits. Okay. She's like, here I am being cute again, making a delicious meal again on a pretty farm again.
On like a grill outside on her porch with
kids
homemade,
frolicking, laughing.
Yeah, with like cream.
Here I am again.
Like cream from her actual like cows and like, yeah.
My hot husband, who looks like Rip, is like making cows make me milk that I turn to biscuits as my kids laugh. And she does it again. And people are furious about it.
This girl's
cool. I'm looking at Instagram now. This is awesome.
See, I'm a fan of it.
People also get mad, and it's, I think that this is going to get blown up a little bit more maybe, is that she clearly also has like help and like, maybe not with her kids or something, but there's probably some branding and marketing going along with this like Ballerine Farm. She has aprons. She has like, she's marketed it up. So like there's people helping her, but no one like shows that. And so once again, women get mad, like, she's not doing all this on her own. Like, why isn't she shown? You know, it's like, well, she doesn't have to.
It's just weird. How does she? How does she afford all 8 kids a farm? She has 15 million followers.
I bet she could figure out a way to monetize that.
She's probably making money.
So it's kind of like, just most of the influencers you see are not doing it totally alone. Like, just use your brain. I don't know. It's like,
yeah. And the second she starts posting about her assistant, and then the comments become like, does you know, she have their consent to be posting them like this? Did they sign up for this? Did they know they were, you know, whatever. So it's a lose-lose, but that's fun. Ballerina Farm, huh? What's her real name?
I don't know.
Hannah.
Diana or something.
Neilman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm back towards team. Give me the highlights. Okay. This trend, these people recording themselves crying.
Be real.
Yeah. Be quiet. It's too, can you picture someone crying and they're like,
yeah, that's okay, so record, weird. People record like, themselves crying.
Show yourself on a nice day, record it, let it, you know, you have to be a lunatic to watch this girl on a farm with 8 kids and think her life's perfect.
Oh yeah.
8 kids on a farm.
Yeah. Once
she for sure had 9 at one point. It ran off. She never found it. You know, there's bad things happening.
Don't post that, obviously.
Yeah, don't.
Post the 8 you keep.
Yeah, you just changed it to 7. We just never know.
Scratch
you find it.
The bumper sticker on the car. Get rid of that
too
one.
Much land.
Oh, yeah. I feel like once every 2 weeks, I see a white girl on Instagram come to the realization or repost something that's like, you know, life's not about the highlight reels like what we have on Instagram. Yeah, yeah. It's like, but Instagram is, though, about the highlight reels. We're all good with that.
It's fine. We know that you have kids. Life's hard. Yeah.
Do you guys think, I saw someone post this, she makes some content and she was saying that she really thinks that TikTok is a lot more vicious than Instagram. Do you guys agree with that?
Comments and stuff?
Yeah.
We've seen both, I feel like.
I think we've seen both. You never know what you can get. I think they just have a life of its own. So for whatever reason, TikTok started pouring on this girl and it just kept going. But I think for her vibe, she's very millennial. Very highlight really, the Gen Z younger TikTokers. Like, what's this? What is she, 48 kids? She's hotter than me? What's going on?
Yeah.
She doing this old school stuff? She's a stay-at-home mom?
And what's she wearing to sleep at night?
Yeah.
Can we go back to Mrs. America? I didn't know this was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Are the skills much more like matronly and more like homey at Mrs. America? Mm-hmm. Like my skill is homeschooling or something like that's
right.
The stage talents
are not, they don't do bikini contests. They do
like a pumping contest or something.
Who pumps the fastest.
Yeah.
Who has the best supply.
That is not what happens.
Like the yellowest.
Yeah. Right.
Harvest.
Harvest. It's the a lot more, yield. Yeah, misses involved for sure. Yeah, exactly.
I've seen breast milk one time and I was shocked at how yellow it was. So I don't know if that's like you want it that way or that's bad.
Learning lesson, right? It starts very thick and fatty and yellowy.
Oh, so I saw
they need it more. And then as the time goes on, it looks like milk.
Gotcha.
You saw some real rare. It's kind of like finding a holographic Pokemon or something. You got in there early. Oh, they got rookie card. Breast milk. You got a rookie boob there. Yeah, that's kind of the... So she's like crushes it with... like she wears the dress, but she also... She's pumping and she makes good meals and she's... They just have them like go up there and just into mic and just say like... How are they... Can they possibly say like, I was wrong? I'm sorry. Just like those phrases. Oh my gosh. That's a sign of a good wife and husband.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Mr. USA.
My mistake. I say that to you all the time. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Yeah.
I think I like this little...
No, they had a full... He has said that 20 million times in the past day. And it is so annoying.
I think I like this little
I'm still on Ballerina Farms Instagram and just clicked... One picture that kind of stood out to me. She's like hugging what looks like probably her grandpa.
It's her dad. I think he passed away.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
He came to her pageant and I think that he passed.
Wow, that happened. Okay, yeah. So 2 weeks ago, he was still alive. And so he doesn't look well, but her caption says, my daddy made it to the pageant. It's been such a tender week in many ways as heaven has been close for all of us. So grateful to my family here this weekend. And the top comment says, totally weird when children are being bombed in Palestine.
See, that's too famous right there. Is Mrs. American, why is she involved in that conversation?
Her dad's about to die. And he did die a week later.
There you go. That's not a highlight reel.
Did she post that he died or did I?
Yeah, it looks like you see a picture of
a
coffin. Yeah. So.
So there you go. She does post the sad stuff.
Yeah.
So take that, Gen Z, TikTok. Not all sunshine over there, but she is like a, it's fascinating to me when certain influencers like that, you just know nothing about her. She just posts clips of her like picturesque life. She doesn't have a podcast or anything. So I don't, you're just like, what's happening over there?
Which
it's kind
I think
of a fun mystery.
It's part of the allure, right?
It is. Absolutely.
I actually think that like some kind of influencer people that I've followed, and it was a little bit more of like a highlight reel. And then when they start to get a little too like information, too much information.
They're like, guys, I just want to start to be real with you guys. Really break
I'm
it down
kind
for
of like, unfollow. I don't really want to hear that. I kind of just want to see your cute outfits.
I got another UTI. It's honest. We should talk about it more.
As yeah.
Like, just, okay, well, you know what? I'm having breakfast while I saw this. So I don't
I'm
know.
Worried about my own yeast. I got a sourdough rising and now I got to hear about yours.
Oh, you guys are on one today. This is so
It's your birthday.
It's your
We're
birthday.
Trying to make it fun.
Oh my God.
This is a female episode.
I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah, you're franchising a Panera down there. And I'm over here trying to figure it out.
Stop talking.
All right. Ballerina Farms. Go follow her. Support her. This has been over TikTok for me. This Snapchat was, TikTok was in court for some reason. I don't even know how any of it works, but it's been a lot of funny stuff. Obviously, TikTok was banned in Montana, all this China
ties, I forgot about
this
that.
Crazy stuff. And their
India,
CEO
Montana.
Is Asian. He's from Singapore. And there's these viral clips of some senator, white guy, who's like, are you... You know, do you have ties with China? And the guy's like, Senator, I'm from Singapore. He's like,
okay.
Do you have a Chinese passport? He's like, no, I am from Singapore. It's like, it's not on a map. It's not even really close to China. And then he just keeps going. He's like, do you have a ties to China? He's like, sir, I'm from Singapore. There's this other, I'm going into this blind. I'm excited for this.
Okay.
This is a question the CEO of Snapchat got by a U.S. senator.
I see you hiding down there.
Good start.
What does yada, yada, yada mean?
I'm not familiar with the term, Senator. Very uncool.
Can we agree that what you do, not what you say... What you do is what you believe, and everything else is just cottage cheese.
Whoa.
What? Bars.
What? Yes, Senator.
You agree with that? Speak up. Don't be shy.
Wait, that guy was from Singapore?
No, sorry. That was
Snapchat.
Snapchat CEO.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
okay.
saying I was describing how these senators just say or crazy
that
stuff.
That senator has some wild roasts, though. You could look at his highlight reel. Fellow patriots. His
last name was Kennedy. Yeah. Oh boy. Great uncle, calm down. Well, yeah, you can tell he has some fun in there. You can speak up a little bit. I think the rest is cottage cheese. I'm tired of seeing
cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese to me.
What was he referring to? Snapchat. I see too much cottage cheese on my Snapchat. These women, too big. Like, whoa, you can't say that.
What is yada yada mean?
Exactly. What do we think that he thinks that means? Some awful offensive thing.
The CEO of Snapchat was like, I've never even heard of that. It's just gaslighting a senator. I think you just made that up.
I have no idea what cottage cheese, sir. There's no such thing as cottage cheese.
Why would that even be his question? Like, what was he trying to prove to?
I got a little lost in his question anyway. He's like, could we agree that what you do is more important than what you say?
And I know.
If you're not proving it, then the rest is just cottage cheese.
We can agree. Speak up, right?
The guy's just kind of like, I have no idea what you're saying.
Whatever gets me out of here quickest. I do love that. There's that Seinfeld episode where that one guy, he just leaves out most vital parts of stories by saying yada, yada, yada. He's like, so I meet this girl, yada, yada, yada. Her dad is dead. Like, whoa, what? You left out some stuff. What happened? Yada, yada, yada. That's so funny, though. I love a good, I feel like every 6 months, some congressmen are asking tech CEOs crazy questions.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Very uncool.
Very uncool.
Very uncool.
The China-Singapore thing, I mean, that gets anybody 70 and older. That's confusing for everybody.
Enjoy cracking deals at Asda this Easter. With Oyster Bay Sauvignon Blanc rolled back from £10.44 to just £7.96. 1 litre of Smirnoff on Asda priced at £18.97. And a 24-pack of refreshing Diet Coke was £11, now just £7.12. With these and loads more great offers, make Asda your one-hop Easter shop. That's Asda price. Select a source subject to availability. Coke offer ends 23rd of April. May exclude Asda Express. Prices may vary.
It reminds me of a time when we did that limo road trip back in the day. I still remember going through Canadian Border Patrol. And they stopped us and they asked to see all of our IDs. They made us get out of the car. The dog sniffed at everything. It's clean, obviously. And they take us in for questioning. And they're like, this lady just thought she dropped a massive, you know, a cottage cheese type bomb on us. And she's like, so you're telling me you guys are just friends? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, and then she thought, she was like, all right, well, this will get them. And she goes, hey, she has our IDs. How does a guy from Oklahoma know a guy from Missouri?
What?
And in that moment, like I didn't even know how to answer it. It was like, it's such an easy,
the Singaporean China guy. You're like, you are from China, right? Like, Singapore. You're like, how does Oklahoma Missouri mix? Like, they touch each other.
America, I don't know what, have you seen that TikTok trend where it's like, name a woman and people like freeze up?
What do you mean?
Name a woman.
Katie.
No.
Name a woman.
Name a famous woman.
No, someone we would all know.
Beyonce.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
It was like that. Like, Missouri and Oklahoma, how would you know each other?
Drugs.
Like, you want the full story? Well,
yeah. They both sell a lot of drugs.
Both.
Yada, yada, yada.
Native American. I shouldn't have said that.
Were they questioning everyone, or did you guys just look extra suspicious?
I mean, we came through in a limo, so I think that looked like a little suspicious. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, they went and checked it, and it was late at night, and I think just nothing better to do. But yeah, I'll never forget that because, she's questioning two of us. One of our friends, he was a fortunate stop. He had some really bad diarrhea, so he's in the bathroom. And so she's like, we're going to continue this when your other friend gets back. And then it just looks like he's stalling because it takes him 30 minutes to get out of the bathroom.
Oh,
she's
no.
like, you need to go check on your friend.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going
on. Sweating.
I got rid of all of it.
Like, okay. What's going on
here? Check the toilet, check the pipes. Yeah, good times.
Oh wow.
Anyway, one other thing just on politics happened to me this weekend. We went down to Austin, Texas for some Friday pickleball stuff. We're at this really nice private court in a really nice part of Austin, and the guy's telling us, like, fun fact, this home you see with the court behind us, LBJ used to live here. And my friend Isaac is like, LeBron James?
That Gen Z for you.
That's crazy. I say, because I know he went Cavaliers, Heat, Austin, huh? When do you live in Austin? Well, I thought it was Akron.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Did he say it to the guy or to himself?
He told us afterwards. He's like in his head thinking, just like, when did LeBron, like when he was a kid, or like, is he vacation here?
Bronny, did he have like a stint on here? That's a great. That's
pretty neat. Where's your?
That's a funny joke. You should put that in a set somewhere, like
LBJ.
Having Gen Z confusing LBJ for LeBron James.
So yeah,
greatest man ever lead our country, LBJ. I did LeBron. I mean, he's good at basketball. I mean, no one's even graduated from a school.
He didn't even go to college.
You see that? What is some? Was that real? Something came out about LeBron's. He funded this school to help under. Like the less fortunate kids, which is cool. But there's something that came out. They're like, not a single kid is like made it to college from this school.
I do kind of remember that. They were graduating people at a really low percentage or something. Yeah, I don't remember the data, but I remember seeing that come out. Yeah, not a good look. I don't know what the details were, but LBJ.
Great man. Okay, Apple Pro Vision. You getting one?
Is it Vision Pro?
Apple Vision Pro, okay, sorry.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
I bought an Apple Pro Vision. No wonder it was only $800. Yeah. Apple Vision Pro. Do you want it at all?
I think it's just wise to not get the first version of anything.
Yeah.
Don't get the first Model T, don't get the first iPhone, unless you're like a collector.
Right.
But in like 5 years, we're going to figure out some cool things to do with it. And by cool, I mean dystopian and scary, and we won't talk anymore.
I think the only enticing features I've seen from it is like something that looks cool. I'm like, I shouldn't do that all the time. They're just like, yeah, you put them on and I can watch like 6 shows at once.
Which, why? Like,
that's, well, it's like, you know, it's like sports, right? Like, okay, they'll show like, okay, NBA League Pass, you throw this on. I got 4 games. I got stats running here. Sit there with
Katie, not now.
Not now.
I'm watching 3 NBA games, a little golf and football.
Watching Lyndon B. Johnson have a triple-double.
This is...
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is just going to make just,
hey, boys, Jake, you want to come over and watch the NFL Red Zone? All the games at once.
Pause.
Did you see that? No, you can't. We're just watching different.
It's on the back TV.
You're watching. Okay.
Now I can see it.
We're watching different things.
I mean, yeah. I'm glad you came over for this. Yeah. I mean.
I can't find her. There's too many TVs. Which one are you looking at?
Taylor? Are you on the Taylor cam?
Yeah, I got I have her concert playing as well.
Oh, which one?
Oh, wow.
Which era?
I'm just watching the Apollo 11. So ADD.
Yeah, I just don't think. That's not something you want to make a habit out of. Or I saw a guy just like, you can connect it to your MacBook and throw the display on there. And he's like, look, now I can make the screen really big in my headset. And I'm like, I think it's fine looking at the screen like this.
This is really good.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that clip of the guy in his Cybertruck with the Apple Vision Pros? He was driving with them on. The capture was just like, we're screwed.
That was good. Have you seen one in person? I saw one riding down the highway.
In Austin, I saw a Cybertruck.
I saw one here.
Cool.
Yeah, they're really rolling them out.
They look kind of cool.
I need to unsubscribe from mine.
No, you don't.
We do not need that.
Put a deposit down 2 years ago for one.
Yeah, we don't want
that. Was back when Teslas, you could just immediately sell it for like $20,000 profit.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. I'll get one and sell it. But I don't. I'll have to look. Is that the case right now?
I wouldn't even look. I just assume.
Okay, I'll just see.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good plan.
I can't, dude. It's almost like a bit. That'd be worth it just as a bit to pull up to your buddies. Like, hey, I'm coming over. Like, dude, you have a Cybertruck?
I thought you've seen it. No, you've definitely seen it. No, I've definitely not seen your Cybertruck. Last time I came over, I had it.
I've had this for a while.
Gaslight your friends.
Also, can we go back to like, surely it's not legal to drive with Apple Vision on.
No, so you, well, the part of the technology is you can put them on and still see. Well,
that is true. I always forget about that. It's more like augmented.
So that's how it's different than any other VR headset thus far, is you put them on and you can still go about your day. And it's kind of like this like dystopian, you know, I have my goggles on. You can't tell I can see you, but I can. I'm also working.
I was going to say, that's still dangerous. What? I can see the road, but I can also see the shows going on. And yeah. So dangerous.
Listen, I'm not saying we should all wear them while we drive, but it's possible.
I think it should be illegal.
And I wish Tesla would just let us watch TV on that front screen.
No.
Come on, let us do it.
No, it's dangerous. Oh, it'd
be so much better. I've thought about getting one of those attachments for the iPad with the suction cup and just on there on a road trip.
I've Googled jailbreak my Tesla. I'm like, I don't know if that's a thing.
I found sketchy, like black market on eBay, little weights that you can clip onto the steering wheel that'll make it not, because if you have a Tesla, the autopilot, it'll drive for you, but it makes you like really still grip the wheel. And there's like an eBay thing, I think, with clips on it, and it alleviates that.
I saw a whole Reddit thread one time where it was people comparing, like, I've been trying an orange, and I kind of cram an orange in the steering wheel in the pocket. Someone else was like, I've had a lot of success with a grapefruit, actually. And people going back over different fruits that, like, work great.
Citrus.
Man, just add a little bit of weight.
I mean, one time I was in an Uber. This was a long time ago. And he asked me if I could give him directions because he didn't want to turn his show off. I was like, even back then, I was pretty young. I was like, absolutely not. You can put the directions on your phone.
You'll be all right. You'll figure it out. That's wild. So yeah, you gonna get one? Or are you intrigued by it?
I'm intrigued. I've had some of the other headsets, and they're really cool to play with for a bit. But there's no world in which I'm gonna like throw on that thing every day.
Yeah, we don't really know how to best use it yet. In a few years, maybe someone will figure something out. Like, oh, these goggles are actually perfect for yada yada yada.
I think. There could be random really cool uses, like on a tour bus laying in your bunk.
Yeah.
Would watch a movie.
Yeah.
That's so specific, but there's not too many instances where I think it'd be cool.
That's a really specific instance, and it does sound nice.
Yeah.
It's like you can't fit a laptop really in the tour bus bunk. Yeah.
You guys are both like, I think I want to buy one now.
Sold.
We could share one. I get Monday, Wednesday, Fridays.
Okay, let's wrap up with some fan videos. Always send us in your videos at correct@trekking.com. Again, running. Thank you everyone who bought some merch last week. It's almost gone. Trying to get rid of it for some new merch on sale. Store.trekking.com. Rectus merch. Email us correct@trekking.com. Derek, who we got? Let's say hello. What's up,
What's up, Correct Opinions? It's me, the half sheltered helmet guy from a couple episodes ago.
Helmet dude.
The helmet guy.
I don't need to wear a helmet at all times. Luckily, I'm not that weird.
It still kind of looks like a helmet, dude.
I don't really know why I filmed the video when I did. It was kind of weird. I was biking down some trails, you know, listening to the podcast in my ears, and I'm about to hit a tree, so I roll off, and I scraped up everything. It was bad. I was in pain, blood on my knees, dirt on my hands, a helmet on my head, and I think... what better time to film a video for my favorite podcast? I don't know. It was kind of
adrenaline.
Weird.
Yeah.
Also, you guys were just in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I'm from there.
Oh.
Sadly, I cannot go to the show. I was busy that day.
Biking.
But I'm really excited to.
It was busy in Eau Claire.
Know that you guys were here because it's a smaller town, but it's just fun. Yeah. And Jake, I saw you ran your mile outside and it was like 1 degree that day, I think. Ironically, I ran right by that path like 5 minutes before Strava said you ran there. So it sucks. I wish I could have bumped by you, but yeah. How was the run? How was Eau Claire? Let me know.
Wow, dude. He almost got you. Locked down on the Strava app.
My first thoughts are story's not adding up. You remember when I ran that day? The sun was setting. I ran at like 4:45 right before on check. This guy's also on a run
then,
but he's somehow busy 2 hours later.
What was
he
doing?
Eau Claire. He definitely got the time zones mixed up, you know?
Yeah, that
happens. Right on the edge there. Yeah, he just showed up an hour late.
You did get the run in the cold there.
So yeah. Can people see where you run?
Yes.
That's wow. A little creepy.
Because you've been sharing the runs. I'm like, that's kind of a cool, like... follow along with me thing. I didn't know it was like
they could
location.
Like literally see your location.
I will say I have a like a privacy setting turned on where they can't see the first quarter mile or the last quarter mile. So that way they can't see where like my house is.
I see.
Like where I started the run when I'm at home.
Okay.
They can kind of see a general area of where I ran.
Okay.
But
someone's really fast, they might be able to get you.
That sounds like a terrible idea. But.
Yeah, they've probably gotten sued a few times. I don't know. But that is fun. Eau Claire. Great town.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Sorry to miss you, but it was a cool little town for sure. We had a great show.
Yeah, it's a bummer that he's a big fan, and we actually came to a small town, and he's like, I had something.
Dude, it is. It's like both encouraging and discouraging how often still just running to people be like, dude, biggest fan, hugest fan. Like, are you going to do a show like here? And I'd be like, I've done several.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying so hard to let you know. or like, I had a dude come up to me.
Okay, this is good.
Last weekend, I just went out to like watch some basketball and grab a drink with friends. This dude came up, like younger guy, like I'm kind of an aspiring comedian influencer, like doing that, like a nice kid. And he's like, so, and he does two things. One, he goes, do you have like a job? And then two, he goes, which I'm like, you're a spider influencer. And like, it feels like you really don't know how this works. And two, he's like, I'm actually do some of the comedy clubs around here. Have you ever thought of like getting into stand up? You're so funny.
Ooh.
And so it's, and he led with like, I'm a huge fan. And I wasn't upset. I just, in my head, I'm just like, how fascinating. That's, this guy could be like, oh my gosh, I'm meeting Trey. I love you, man. Have you ever thought of even getting on stage? I'm like, I feel like I've been screaming it for years. Like, please, I'm in your city on stage. You, so I don't know if it's like a good, it's both good and bad. I guess there's still more fans of potential, but bad that he had no clue that I even did it, let alone.
There is some upside here, though.
Yeah.
Think about how many people who'd consider yourself a big fan and don't even know you do stand up.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun opportunity, but also like, man, if they haven't gotten it yet, when will they understand?
Also starting, you talk about thirties feeling old. It's the, how it's increasing where people come up a little bit younger, all of a sudden, like college grads are 10 years older, younger than us, which is shocking. And it'll be, you know, a sweet, they seem young, but they're probably 23. And a lot of times, like, my parents are obsessed with you. And you're just kind of like, wow, yeah, I'm almost closer to age than them.
You've probably gotten this, I've had someone, it's like, take a picture and be like, can we get a picture? Like, my mom's going to freak out.
Yeah.
I'm like, me too. In a bad way.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. How old are you?
That's so awesome.
Okay. What else we got, Derek?
Hey, everyone from Cracked Opinions. My name is Liz.
What's up, Liz?
To you from Ohio. I love all your content. I love listening to the podcast every Wednesday. Usually takes me about a week to get through all of it, but this message is actually for Katie because I am also a fellow non-animal lover.
Okay.
It's actually gotten worse as I've aged and become a parent. Dogs actually really annoy me if they look too scary or too big.
Dog bit off her other leg.
I don't want them around my kids. I don't want them to lick their face. I don't really want to pet them.
Agreed.
But all my friends have always said that I have no soul, I'm really evil, all the things that I get from dog lovers and animal lovers, they just think I'm the worst. So you're not the only one. I have like one or two other friends that also feel this way. So there are a handful of us out there. You are not alone, and you're not the worst, because sometimes animals are annoying. So I hope you guys have a great rest of your day, and I'll keep listening in and encourage everyone else I know to listen, because you guys are awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Wow,
I feel so seen.
Happy birthday, Katie.
Oh, I know. Liz. I feel so seen.
A lizard.
Thank you.
Wow, we're kind of starting a movement here. There's a community out there. The business idea.
They're scared to speak up because people.
You're empowering. Silenced. You're empowering them.
I am.
Uh-huh. I think we should continue to do it. Business idea. Maybe we could start some kind of business where if we go to like local veterinary clinics and like, it's like, just pay them a nice little cut of our business when we chart, like just a live stream in there, the euthanasia.
Trey, that's not
because you
we're
and Liz
saying.
Would love to.
No, I don't want to watch animals die.
Oh, okay.
I don't wish harm upon them.
Oh,
I miss.
But it's not wishing them harm. It's like, this is gonna happen. Might as well. You're not causing it. Does that make sense?
Like watching things die, no matter what it is.
Liz felt like she might.
I get called evil. I get called these nasty things.
That is, it's particularly hard as a white girl to not like animals.
Yeah, that's when no one speaks up. And I agree. If someone's strange dog is coming at Thomas and is going to try and like lick his face, oh no, no way.
I enjoy dogs. I have nothing against them. I don't like the licking and stuff.
Yeah,
I never did when I had my dogs growing up. I was like, stop licking me. I don't want anything to lick me. Right?
Yeah.
Except grandma over there and the
Excuse
PJs.
You? Excuse
I just think and they don't let you not like them. They're like, right. Well, when you'll get one and then you'll know. And it's like, I just let me not like them.
Yeah.
So thank you, Liz.
Yes.
Katie, you're empowering. Please, more animal. Non-animal lovers, animal haters.
I've had a lot of DMs also. People have been DMing me like that, they agree.
Photos?
No, what? That they agree.
Just roadkill. Hey, thought we got you. One.
That they also don't like animals. A lot of white girls that we've been.
They've been, yeah, a silent generation.
Yeah.
Good. We're empowering them. Please send it in. We want to commiserate together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got one more.
Hi, Correct Opinion Gang. My name's Macy. I'm one of the two ladies who gave you guys the Correct Opinions t-shirts. My mom and I came out to your show,
yeah.
Jake and Trey, in Cleveland. And then we brought my sister to your Pittsburgh Greensburg show. Both were super fun, super funny. We really, really, really liked it. But I was wondering, and you guys may have mentioned this on the podcast before, but Jake, I'm curious how you and Rachel met. And then Trey and Katie, I'm curious how you guys met and what the stories were there. My mom also listens to the podcast, but I didn't tell her that I was submitting a video. So if you guys do play this, hi, Mom.
Well, thank you, Macy.
She had the mob wife aesthetic going on.
She did get a little fur coat.
Mm-hmm.
She's about to get a... hire somebody to kill her husband.
Oh my gosh.
It's a new vibe,
man.
Oh
my gosh.
I believe we have mentioned this. The OGs probably know, but yeah, Katie and I met on Instagram. Because I'm an influencer and I'm dedicated.
He found me on Instagram.
You do have to, I think people do assume. No, she had no idea who I was. Didn't follow me. It wasn't a fan or anything. No. This would have been 6 years ago.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's crazy. Wow. And it was very random. Just followed a cute girl and sent her a message and worked out. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. Jake, yours, family reunion?
Mine was, we were at my uncle's house. Distant uncle, I didn't, you know. We met at a, didn't even really meet, but we're at Topgolf at the same time. Kind of found out that she existed. Didn't know her name, nothing about her. And then happened a week later, saw her again at a pickleball court. I got her first name and got the college she played volleyball at. That was enough. That was what I needed to get to work. Found the roster. I saw she was 5'9". Bingo. Got the last name. DM'd her. Now we're here.
Question.
Gosh,
you found the roster because you were making sure she wasn't taller than you?
Yeah, because I was kind of sizing her up on the pickleball court. You know, like when a snake will lengthen itself to see if it could swallow you?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of doing that. Like, how?
Okay.
What do you think?
And is it my hair or am I actually taller?
My hair, my shoes are about an inch.
Yeah, how big?
Shoes is she
on? Air Maxes.
I see.
Yeah, because I knew it was close.
Okay.
And I was kind of curious the age as well.
Oh, you know, fair,
I
was like, fair,
she
said,
is she currently there? No.
Yeah, she's not playing now, thankfully. So yeah, I just had to get some data points.
That's fine. One of which being the last name. I did that for Trey as well. Got some data points.
Yeah.
Online.
Trey's got a Wikipedia. That's easy. Yeah, you know, you see he's got a son named Grimace. You know, it's all accurate.
It's pretty false. Yeah.
Is it still, because if you Googled my height, it would say like 5'7".
It said 5'8". Yeah.
And the top, I love that it's just wrong. The literal first three results, Trey Kennedy height, all say 5'7".
How's that get there?
I don't know. But it's kind of hilarious.
I'm going to Google my
every
height.
Some weirdo started the website wrong and put 5'7".
Here we go. Mine says 5'10".
Okay.
All right. Multiple websites.
So you got to, you know, Katie's a good 5'11", 6'6".
Yeah,
on a good
6'6", 130.
So you got, she was nervous until I had to. I was like, "Well, I guess whatever you looked up's wrong." I'm
taller than you. Was just like, "Yeah, please don't like fly to see me if you're this."
I get a lot of the meeting the fans. A lot of them like taller than I thought. Wow. Taller than I thought. I don't know. Because I put off a small vibe.
You put off kind of like little man syndrome vibes.
Or they think I'm 5'7" because. So yeah. Okay, that's it, fans. We're good. Hit us up at the email. It's going to be have a great week. Go Chiefs. What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
Going to Brad's house.
Going to Brad's house.
Yeah, what
about
you?
We're hosting at the studio.
Yeah.
Which has become a fun place. It's because we got plenty of room. We'll have like 8 babies here. We're doing a chili cook-off combo.
Wow.
Chili cook-off Super Bowl watch party. Can you believe that?
Wow. Oh, that's a lot. It's a lot in one day. Save your energy for the game. Need you. Team needs you.
Ooh, we need to move. We usually pot on Monday, so it's a pot on Tuesday.
Yeah, we got to celebrate.
You never know.
And Wednesday's a parade, you know, so.
Ooh, are you going to go to the parade?
Gotta.
If it happens, really?
Gotta.
I heard Mahomes' dad's driving the bus. All right. Derek, what are you doing for the Super Bowl?
At home.
Fam?
Chiefs are playing, so I'm not inviting anyone over.
You're locked in.
Yep. Locked in. I don't
respect.
Yeah. I see.
Team needs you.
I like that. All right. Like, subscribe. Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Correct opinion.
This podcast is brought to you by Aura. Aura monitors the dark web for users' phone numbers, emails, and social security numbers, delivering real-time alerts if any suspicious activity is detected. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/defense. That's aura.com/defense to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/defense. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.